Eddie has hot chocolate but doesn't offer it to her. She can see the anxiety not only in their faces, but in the tensed upset of their bodies. That is the main difference in this dream. There is something to see, or something to do, or perhaps it's both. Whatever it is, they expected her to see it or do it by now, and she is being backward. A rather terrible question occurs to her. Is she being purposely backward? Is there something here she doesn't want to confront? Could it even be possible that the Dark Tower is fucking up communications? Surely that's a stupid idea. These people she sees are but figments of her longing imagination, after all. They are dead. Eddie killed by a bullet, Jake as a result of being run over by a car, one slain in this world, one in the Keystone world, where fun is fun and done is done. Must be done, for there time always runs in one direction, and Stephen King is their poet laureate. Yet she cannot deny that look on their faces, that look of panic that seems to tell her, you have it, Suze, you have what we want to show you, you have what you need to know. Are you going to let it slip away? It's the fourth quarter, and the clock is ticking, and will continue to tick, must continue to tick, because all your timeouts are gone. You have to hurry. Hurry! 11. She snapped awake with a gasp. It was almost dawn. She wiped a hand across her brow, and it came away wet with sweat. What do you want me to know, Eddie? What is it you'd have me know? To this question there was no answer. How could there be? Mr. Dean, he dayed, she thought, and lay back down. She lay that way for another hour, but couldn't get back to sleep. 12.